And welcome to episode 27 of the Low Carb Universe Show. Hi, Peter.
Hi. How are you?
I am enjoying Palma.
Yeah,
how are you?
I can understand that. I envy you a bit, yeah? Yeah.
Ah, that's true. It's true.
But we got the heat going on in Sweden as well. It's
yes,
actually hotter here in the mornings, at least, than in Mallorca. And we have a humidity that... The highest I've seen was 90%. And you know,
wow, that's basically in water.
Yes, sort of. And I was like, what? But okay, it soon will be over. And then in September, we're like, oh, I would love some sunshine and some heat.
Exactly.
We never and you know, Swedes, we love to talk weather.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone else from any other country are as keen on talking about the weather.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But we are not talking about weather today.
We are not. We are talking about clean vanity.
Yeah.
Yes. And before we get started with this, I do want to remind our one listener that we are unsponsored. If we mention any brands, any products, yeah, anything, we have paid for them ourselves, and we only recommend them from a personal viewpoint.
Yes.
And we are not sponsored by said companies.
No. So we can say whatever we want. Good
or bad. I know, this is the beautiful thing.
So we are so trustworthy. You can trust us, what we say.
Yes.
Sort of.
Because we are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so this sort of goes hand in hand with the episode from last week where we talked about, you know, how you start enjoying a cleaner lifestyle and stuff when you eventually have been keto for a while. And this has, of course, also gone over to my makeup drawer and my sort of body care regimen sort of thing. And I'm sure this is quite a common thing. So, of course, before I used to, you know, I didn't really care what was in my products that I used. I didn't care what the ingredients were. I didn't care, you know, if they get to market it, it probably is good, right? That was what I was thinking. But no, this is, of course, not true.
No, it's not.
So my whole bathroom has gotten a makeover as well as my fridge. And... yeah, I was thinking that we could talk a little bit about that and how sort of we got to those insights. And if we have, do you have any like no over my dead body ingredients?
Yes, what do you call it? Parabens? But
yeah,
they are actually being banned in many companies say we don't use. And I do avoid makeup that is tested on animals, but here in Europe it isn't allowed.
Exactly.
Many years ago so that's not a problem. But and I tend to stick to. I want to know a bit about the brand.
Yeah.
Because you can see, for like sunscreen, I being a ginger, I. been covering my body in 50 and things like that, and I started thinking about it and thinking what am I putting on my largest organ, because the skin is an organ, and I started looking, and this was a few years ago, and it was quite hard to find ecological creams with shorter ingredient lists. I started trying out coconut oil instead. And that is super crazy since I'm ginger, because that should be like, it would boil on your skin or something.
You look like KFC.
Yeah, and it actually worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't think... coconut oil, pure coconut oil is sufficient enough if you're spending the whole day on the beach.
No, exactly.
I'm not a person doing that anyway, but I tend to take 30, 40 minutes every morning and 30, 40 minutes every afternoon. And I found last summer, I found a Swedish brand that had, it was like the most friendly, human friendly and environmental friendly I could find. But it was a bit hard to get it over the skin and so. So this year I actually took the decision to use common brands, but only on my nose and, and on the highest parts of the face, you know, and the forehead and on the décolletage. And the last 2 days on Majorca, I didn't even use that. And did I get burnt? No.
No, you did not.
I did not. So I think when it comes to sunscreen, I think we're a bit fooled. And it feels very nice to know that I also actually can produce my D vitamins myself. Because when you have a sunscreen on, it can't you can't lie there and saying, "Oh, I'm making D." You're not.
No, exactly. If you have a SPF higher than 8, I think it is, you are no longer producing vitamin D out of your cholesterol in your skin, which is of course activated by sunlight. For those of you who didn't know that.
So that's one thing. So I discovered, it started with me thinking that this isn't nice for my skin and my body, and ended up with the fact that I don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
And also, but there are also very many, I find the ones with the physical sunscreen in it, like the zinc and the titanium. Yeah, exactly. It's not bad. Like it's good stuff for your skin and stuff, but they are so difficult to get into the skin. Like they become this white layer on top. So you look like this. Yeah. It's of course only an aesthetic problem, but you look like such an idiot.
Now, my intention was, because I found a recipe and I posted it on our Facebook page a few days before I went down, and I've been looking for zinc oxide in powder shape, powder form, in health stores and everywhere I've been, and I can't find it. I couldn't find it on, but you mix like, it was olive oil, zinc oxide powder, and then coconut.
Yeah, exactly. Oil.
So, do you have any good examples of what you've done, some special products?
Yeah, as I said, I've done a whole makeover. So everything from a face cream to body cream to a certain extent, makeup. I've recently found more and more good makeup that is also skin friendly. And the only thing that I think I still haven't found a natural resource for is perfume, I think. Because, I don't know, when you can of course do essential oils and everything, and I know that, perfumes are definitely not the best thing for your skin, but usually when you use essential oils, they're so like, I don't know, I just haven't found the right concoction, I guess.
But you know, I saw something in a Swedish pharmacy a few months ago, and it was a perfume, like a stick, made out of some natural thingies and more friendly thingies. And they are supposed not to trigger allergic people.
Oi, wow, so that's a cool
that
idea.
That might be something. I will look for it next time. I had forgotten about it. You see it all the time and you don't think about it if you're not looking for it. It's hard to find, but I'm going to see if I can find it again. It was really a really clever thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When you've started looking for cleaner alternatives in the rest of your life, you, of course, also bring this over to the bathroom section sort of thing. So, so for example, I swapped everything from shampoo to deodorant to and makeup, as I mentioned, to lotions, to, and I only remove my makeup with, I think at the moment I'm using jojoba oil.
Oh, is that better than coconut oil? Because if I use coconut oil, it's like a layer on my, in my eyes, you know.
I know. I hate that feeling.
Yeah. And my skin doesn't absorb coconut oil that well.
I know. Mine either. Like it,
and they're perfect for them. But it's not my thing. I can't. I can use it, as I said, when I was sunbathing, because then it doesn't matter. But otherwise, but I, when it comes to body lotion and shampoo, I use neither of them nowadays. I bought the last winter, I bought from a brand called Urtekram, a birch lotion made out of birch. So if, because in winter you can be quite dry, even if you do everything you should be doing. So that one I use, but I'm not used to the smell.
But it's very good because it comes. That one is very peculiar, though.
Yeah, I know. And shampoo, I quit a few years ago, 5 years, 4 years ago. I suddenly had atopic eczema in my face, and I looked horrifying. I tried all the medications. I met a skin doctor. I tried everything, and I went a bit stricter with my diet as well. And after like one and a half year, it suddenly disappeared. But that period made me when I had the problems, it made me aware of the fact that when I'm standing in the shower, and I'm putting something in my hair and get a lot of soap and things and I shower it off and everything goes over my face. And I was so afraid of using something that would really get it going again. And since I've been having short hair for many years, it's easier when you have short hair, I do believe. But I use shampoo. And then I steal it from my daughter. I might use it like 4 times a year or something. But it's like, okay, I would love to have that fresh scent, you know. But from using it almost 3, 4, 5 times a week to doing it 3, 4, 5 times a year, I think that's, I can put a check on that one.
Yeah. No, I did the same from going from about washing my hair every 2 days. I maybe wash it twice a week, maybe, because my hair has gotten so much healthier from it as well. So washing less actually helps from drying out, I think, and then also gives you better quality hair.
Yeah, and I don't use soap either.
You're one of these real hippies.
Yeah, but I have no problem with it, and I've been going through menopause and should be smelling like gah. but I only use it under my arms. I don't get dirty. I can. It's like, why should you use all those products if you're not dirty? So, and I don't work with my body. I have a very lazy job, sitting and working with podcasting. it's going to be lovely seeing people when if they listen to this and then they see me, they go and sniff me. but I do use deodorant.
Oh,
and
good.
I tried those salt sticks and things.
Yeah, I can't get to terms with those. I don't understand how they're supposed to work for people.
Oh, they get smelly even if you wash it after every use. Another thing, I actually found a salty deodorant stick without aluminum in Mallorca a few weeks ago. And it cost me €1. And it's super great. Do you know the one? Have you seen it? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Which one?
No.
it was like, wow. So, and then and during summer, I don't use perfume because I'm so afraid that I will get a skin reaction if I'm out in the sun. So, yeah, yet another come smell bitter in Majorca in November.
Join us for LCU 18.
The smelly show.
The smelly show.
No, I don't smell. I'm clean. No.
That's really good when you find those products that you really feel well using and actually work for you, because this is, of course, another area, just like the food is, where you have to find what works for you. So for other people, the salt stones might be fantastic. For me, they are generally not. And I end up smelling and the stupid stick ends up smelling.
Yeah. But when main thing when it comes to deodorants and the roll-on thing, it's that it's free from aluminium. Yeah, because that is not good. So you can't, it's hard to do everything, but everyone can do the smaller things. So
yeah, everyone can do something.
Yeah.
To improve a little bit. So yeah, I have one which is basically it is a bit of coconut oil in it and stuff, and it's a stick and it comes from a company called Schmitz. They're made in the US somewhere, I think. And they have fantastic flavors, I was going to say, but smells. And they really take care of your skin as well, so you don't have that irritated feeling that I even sometimes get from the salt stones. So that's very good. I'm very happy about that. And then, you know, of course, with that goes, yeah, I still use shower cream and stuff, but I really, really try to get the really healthiest, least crappy stuff. So either the brand that you mentioned, Urtekram, or Veleda, or, you know, there's so many now, and it's great to find new eco beauty out there. And then, of course, there are brands that are not that good and don't work that, you know, you end up avoiding, even though they're perfectly healthy and perfectly clean.
Yeah, but that is the funny thing. But because before I went, no, when I got home now from Majorca, I had left all products over there because we had some sunscreens there. But I know that I tend to get burnt in Sweden. It's very strange. So I went to the pharmacy and I asked the girl, oh, I'm looking for a good sunscreen. And I wonder if you have anyone that is ecological and has a very short ingredients list that has no shit in it, to be frank. And she just looked at me, with no shit in it. Okay. And she couldn't help me. It was like I was the first one ever coming into that pharmacy and asking, I don't want beta proliflupinilohulamutu, sort of. I can't even pronounce the words on the ingredients list. I don't want things like that. I want to read coconut oil, yes, and whatever. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. No, really understandable ingredients and not stuff that you can't even pronounce or you can't even imagine where that would even come from.
Yeah. Toothpaste. Okay. What kind of toothpaste do you do?
Kingfisher.
Oh, the one without the fluoride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really like it because some of the organic toothpastes don't taste very good. And Kingfisher for me has this like still the fresh taste and everything without screwing everything up. So
yeah, but I've tried it and I know I tried a lot of toothpaste without fluoride, but I can't find the right one. And some people say you don't have to use toothpaste, but I love to have a sort of fresh taste and air, a non-smelly mouth, you know. And I also tried, you know, you mix coconut oil with but what's the name? Bicarbonate.
Baking
soda or something. No, it doesn't work. And I know, have you ever tried oil pulling?
I did try it once or twice, but I was quite horrified by it, so I stopped.
Same here. I got cramps in my you know what, when you have to shovel it around in the mouth, and I got cramps in my mouth, my mouth muscles, sort of.
Yeah, that, and also I have terrible gag reflexes, and that set in like immediately, and I'm like,
okay,
no.
Yes, and I have to tell you a great thing. I don't do my nails so often. I don't paint them at home because I can do it well on the left one and then I'm doing it on the right one. And it said I get like nail enamel on my eyebrows or something because I can't stare my left hand. But I found a water-soluble nail enamel.
What?
Yes, and it actually did everything it promised to do. Because the last few times I've been doing my nails, and with ordinary, just normal color, when I've taken it off, it's like my nails get very weak, and I can see that they break, and they like in layers.
Yeah.
And I felt like, I can't wear this. I can't use this on my body when I see what it's doing.
Yeah.
So I bought this one, and you have a base coat, and then you have the color, and then you have the base coat when you've done your layers, and then you have a top coat. So it takes some time. And in between every layer, you should preferably go to your hairdryer and dry your nails. But I didn't do that for all the layers the first time I did it, but the second time I did it. And, you know, that color was stuck on my nails. It took me an hour to get it off because I did my toes as well. But it sat there. So it was super awesome. And no problems. Now it's like 1 week ago I took it off and I have no problems with my nails, and it's worth it. And I think I was a bit cheap when I ordered it because I thought, no, I'm not going to buy the special remover. But even though people say that it's hard to get it off, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. It's great when you find those products that you can really...
I love it. So I can really recommend. And I'm sure there are several brands out there. And just one thing, I remember I got two girls. When they were small, they loved painting their nails. And you know, the smell, this one doesn't smell.
Oh, it doesn't?
Doesn't smell because it doesn't have those icky, blacky things in it. So I think this was the base coat or a top coat that had a slight smell, but not that, you know, the one you get when you open a bottle of nail color. Yeah. So, yeah.
I just did want to mention that I have recently started getting into sort of mineral makeup, like, you know, with the powder and the brush and the stuff, blah, blah, blah. And this one, in comparison to, or the one that I have tried, is completely organic in comparison to many, many others. So this is really, really cool. And it lasts forever. Like it's there for the full day and nothing will remove it. I can, you know, go walking I went walking in Palma yesterday for about 3 hours and it was still perfect when I got back. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Actually, when it comes to what you call the... Now I lost the word.
Foundation.
Yeah. I love them. I buy buy different. I don't know. I have 6 or 7 and I don't think one of them is ecologic, organic.
Yeah. But this is the beautiful thing. You do what you can and what you know, that's good enough.
Yes. And one thing with the minerals, if you have like a creamy other thingy, some makeup, like a blush or something, it gets destroyed after a while. The mineral makeup, you can have it for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So just brush it off the top coat sometimes, but it won't get härsken, one say in Sweden.
Yeah, it won't go bad.
Yeah, it won't go bad. So.
Yeah, but we can't wait to hear your ideas and what you've done and your suggestions and what how you've revolutionized your bathroom products. Or body products. And yeah, we can't wait to hear from you. And, you know, don't forget, we do have an event coming up.
Yes.
In November.
Yeah.
And we think you should join us in Mallorca and talk more about this there in person.
And come and smell me.
Yeah, come and smell Vita, man.
Yes,
that's going to be amazing.
Just for that reason, it's worth it. Okay. So I think we're done for today.
Have a fantastic week, Bitte.
Yeah, same to you, Hanna.
And I will see you next week.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.